man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am.
We say ma'am. Hey, we don't give a damn. Here we are.
We came from the West Virginia coal mine.
Up here in North Dakota. This is your Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, James Kelso, hosting from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for being with us here on July 20th, 2022. And you are, of course, I think, unless it's a Trump event where we don't even begin to have time to cover what Donald Trump's going to say in a live event or nearly so, you're always welcome to call in. There's always time for you to make a comment, and that number is 512-248-8252. And I want to say I very much enjoyed one of our callers yesterday, Don, in Pennsylvania, and that's Don Wassel, the one and only. He called in and gave us a heck of a show, and I extend a recurring and continuing invitation to Don Wassel. Call in any time, Don. I will do my best to get off the mic and put you on it, because you are a font of wisdom in our cause. I think yesterday he mentioned he's been publishing in our cause for 37 years. My goodness. Well, give us something to talk about tonight, things that are coming up. Donald Trump, of course, the focus of the show is Donald Trump, the phenomenon thereof. Sadly, he leaves us a message that he is going to, well, here, let's read his latest message about the sad death of his first wife, Ivana, which appears to have been from a fall down her stairs. And she has a close personal friend who said that she has for years worried about those stairs. They're uneven. We've all been down a spiral, not a spiral, but a curving grand staircase. And you know that the steps from the inner rail to the outer wall get longer and longer. The steps get longer. And so there's an unevenness and irregularity to inherent in such a staircase. And her friend thought this was challenging for Ivana. It might cause a fall. Apparently it did. So the president messages us. Here, let's go to that message right now. He says, actually, let's go over to truthsocial.com. That's where I saw that message. Let's go there now. And let's go to my there's so much going on this website. I haven't become an adept yet at navigating here. He says today, a very sad day, but at the same time, a celebration of a wonderful and beautiful life. I will be leaving shortly for the funeral service of Ivana. She will be laid to rest today. This will not be easy. Going back earlier, it posts before that announcement as to what he would be doing today. He put up a poll that from the morning consult, just one of many polls, that all the polls show the same thing, that Donald Trump is leading in a huge way, leaving all other possible nominees, Republican nominees for the presidency in 2024. But I was thinking about that today. And before I share numbers, it's all kind of, I'm going to make a point here as to how the numbers on people who may or may not be even thinking about running against Donald Trump for the nomination, why it's all a moot point. Why is it important? Among other reasons, there's one very special reason why it's absolutely vital that Donald Trump be our champion in 2024. And analogies always miss the mark, so maybe I'll try to think of some sort of an analogy here. But the point is, we got robbed. On my front porch right now is one of my favorite flags that I fly in front of my house, which is my Trump 1 flag. By the way, I thought I was, you know, I was at the front of the pack there in my neighborhood with my Trump 1 flag. No. Today, my wife and I are driving down our street, and there's somebody with a flag on their front porch. You know, this is a, you know, middle-class homes here. There's somebody down the street from us with a flag proudly flying, and we had to stop and cheer and just, you know, give a thumbs up towards this home. They were flying the blank Biden flag. Let your imagination be your guide there. The blank Biden flag. I've already taken a couple people by, driven a couple people by so they can relish the beauty of this flag. But that's how it is. I was at a shopping in a big box store, and somebody drove by today in a pickup truck with about six Trump flags, big flags, six flags stuck in the various places along the rail of the bed of his truck, just cruising very slowly, a kind of a monster truck. That's the sort of thing that's happening in Trump country. But anyway, my Trump 1 flag, put in the shade by the blank Biden flag. But now let me get back to my opening point on the show here. Why it's so important that Donald Trump be the nominee in 2024. We have unfinished business. I'm going to try to analogize this. I'll come up with something, but we have unfinished business. The unfinished business reflected in my flag flying right now, Trump won. Trump won. Not somebody else, not DeSantis, not any other person won in 2020. That's unfinished business. We must finish that business. We can't walk away from that. Irrespective of Donald Trump, this is unfinished business. This is a fight that has to be fought. Now, I'm going to make an analogy here. It's going to be, as all analogies are, it's going to be defective. because the thing is the thing. The thing is not the other thing to which you're comparing it. But imagine that somebody had been cheated out of a decision in a boxing match. This is getting trivial already, but imagine there was a world championship boxing match for the title, heavyweight title of the world, and the judges were all corrupt, and they were paid for. It was a rigged fight, and in this case, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, and Trump clearly won. Everyone watching, it's clear he won. Viewed from any angle, the number of knockdowns, the number of punches landed, et cetera, et cetera. Trump won the fight. But then there's this shocking result when the ref raises Joe Biden's hand as the victor. The fight was stolen. Now, how do you rectify that? This is where I'm getting to my point. How do you rectify that? There's only one way, a rematch. Trump has to get back in the ring with Biden. The bell has to ring, and they have to go at it again. This time with not corrupt judges and a different referee. And then we settle who actually won or who's going to win this time. Actually, Trump won no matter what. He won the first fight. But the point is, you can't imagine in that heavyweight championship analogy, imagine Trump was cheated of a decision in the championship. And then imagine, well, we've got to get revenge on the guy that cheated the president, Biden. So now we're going to send another guy into the ring. He's going to fight Biden and then win. And that will be satisfying or satisfactory or adequate remedy. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Not at all. So, if Rocky Marciano got cheated out of, undefeated, what a fighter. If Rocky Marciano got a rotten decision against him, would it be adequate that Marciano retired from the ring? And Ingemar Johansson comes in and he beats the guy who cheated against Marciano? No, not at all. That wouldn't do at all. It's got to be Marciano who's back in the ring, settles the score. So it's an analogy. It only covers part of the thought. But Trump has to go back in. And now I want to make the point this way. But the flags in my neighborhood, the fact that I've got a neighbor who's flying a blank Biden flag, and there are people like me flying Trump won flags, that in stores around my town now, today, long after the election, people are driving around in their pickup trucks with big, giant Trump flags waving. What is this saying? The fact that Trump, he's going to have a rally on Friday. We'll cover that in just a moment. The passion, this fight, this thing that has to be settled is a matter that it must feature Donald Trump. So people like Ron DeSantis toying with the idea of running against Donald Trump, this is ridiculous. It's stupid. It's dumb. You need a backup person in the unforeseen eventuality that Donald Trump is not able to run in 2024. There's no reason to believe that would happen. But you can, of course you come up with a backup person. You don't have to have a backup person ready. You don't have to have a campaign ready to go. You don't have to have backup money all lined up. No, you don't need that. Of course we can improvise. If the champ can't show up for the fight, we can come up with we can come up with another card. So that's just a thought that occurred to me today, and everything that we've been cheated about. It's not just that Trump was cheated. We've all been cheated. Trump has to go back into the White House. And we have to specifically, these insane left-wingers who rigged our election, who stole our country. Because if we don't, Trump has made the point very clearly. Two things. If you don't have honest elections, you don't have a country. And if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. We have neither. The only way we can ascertain or establish whether we have honest elections is to have another election with Donald Trump in it. We have to compare apples to apples. We have to compare that rigged 2020 election with the 2024 election. It has to be Donald Trump. And of course, on the matter of whether we have borders or not, Donald Trump is the only man who has insisted on closing our border. Ronald Reagan didn't do it. No one else has done it. People like the Bushes, of course, they opened the border up. Donald Trump is the man. He must return to unfinished business. That wall is his. He will complete it. And that point needs, has to be rubbed in the faces of the left-wingers. The Trump derangement syndrome has to be directly addressed. No weaseling out of it. Trump finishes the wall and we see the result. Trump disengages from China. This is another thing he's going to do, and he gets credit for this. He, watch what he does starting January 20th, 2025, as he begins the disengagement from China. I think he'll use that word, disengagement, because he has used it previously. What does disengagement from China mean? Means disengaging our economy from the Chinese Communist Party so that we are not dependent on them for our computers, dependent on them for our lithium batteries, dependent upon them for our heavy industrial equipment, for our heavy forgings, for seagoing ships. No, Donald Trump will see that they are built here. The steel is forged here, that our computers are built here. We can do all those things. We invented all of those things. We designed all of those things. They were stolen from us by the Chinese Communist Party. So watch when Donald Trump, he will say we must disengage from China. We must not be at the mercy of the Chinese Communist Party. And he will sit, and amazing, the man's, his workaholic program is so, he will, in a matter of hours, he will deluge the Chinese Communist Party with executive orders and other presidential actions to disengage us from China, to make sure that we feed ourselves, we clothe ourselves, we build our own cars, we build our own planes, and we can do it. We have not yet gone past a tipping point of no return. But you can see that Donald Trump is worried about that tipping point. We're all worried about that tipping point of no return, where we can't, you know, it's like, again, another analogy, you know, the feeling when you start to fall over and you're past the tipping point, you are going to hit the ground. You can't recover. And any other number of analogies like that. We haven't gone past that tipping point yet. But with, you know, untold numbers of millions, the entire world streaming into our nation. And of course, why are they streaming into our nation? Why aren't they streaming into China? If China were to open its borders, who the hell would want to go there? But the Chinese wouldn't even let you. There are some people who would like to go to Japan. Japan's a pretty nice place. If they opened their borders, they'd have millions of people swarming into Japan. They're not going to let anybody try to become a Japanese citizen. Good luck. Isn't going to happen. Try to get into Japan. Isn't going to happen. They've got their heads screwed on straight. We'll be right back after this break. Like the show.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Oh, we're back, folks. Yes, there's battle lines being formed, and this is Buffalo Springfield from way back around 1966, 67 in there. I'll tell you, one of the battle lines being formed here is between the Rhinos and the Patriots, and it is really getting hot and heavy with the Rhinos. And surprise, surprise, who is riding at the front of the Rhinos? Opposing Donald Trump endorsed candidates and endorsing Rhino candidates. One guess. Why, it's Mike Pence. Yes, Mike Pence, that great hero, Mike Pence. He, for example, endorsed Governor Brian Kemp and Brian Kemp's choices for candidates in Georgia, directly, flatly contradicting Donald Trump, spitting in Donald Trump's eye. He's doing the same thing Mike Pence is in Arizona, supporting Governor Ducey of Arizona, a Rhino, and those that the Rhino machine in Arizona are putting up against the Trump MAGA candidates. So this is happening across the country. The rhinos are organizing against Trump across the country. Now, let's hope, what do they say? Be careful what you wish for. The rhinos are exposing themselves in wishing to destroy Donald Trump. They are revealing themselves. Let's hope that this 2022 election, followed by 24, that it is in fact a red wave, a tsunami of MAGA candidates who win. And let's hope it is also the death knell of the Rhino organization. That's a little bit much to hope for. I think the Rhinos will be with us probably for a while. But let's hope they take a big black eye in the ring in 2022. They go down on the mat hard. They're on the ropes, on the mat. they have to take a what does a referee do? I'm not much of a boxing fan. What is it, a 10 count or whatever? They're on their knee while the ref is counting down. That's what they need in 22 and this year, and then again in 24. But these people, like Liz Cheney, what was Liz Cheney thinking? Was she thinking when she launched her all-out campaign against Donald Trump, just an all-out campaign, was she thinking she could somehow win? That she could hang on to her Republican congressional seat in Wyoming? I think she thought she could. I think the hubris of these people, the Mike Pences, the Liz Cheneys, the Mitt Romneys, the Ben Sasses, their hubris is, to use the president's term, huge. It's huge. They really believe this crap about themselves. So let's hope they get the shock of their lives. I'm sure they will. Donald Trump's candidates, his endorsed candidates, are winning a huge percentage. I don't have the count in front of me, but it's some huge, better than 10-1 predominance of Trump-endorsed candidates, which means the other side has got they're batting under 100. Trump is batting over 900. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle all rolled into one. And in fact, you could add the averages, add Ruth, Gehrig's, and Mantle's averages together, and you get Donald Trump's batting average. So that's a story that the rhinos think they can get away with this stuff. Now, somebody who looks as if she doesn't think maybe she's not going to be able to get away with it. Have you noticed the backpedaling by our friend wearing the scarf with that wrinkly neck, which is obviously what she's hiding with all those scarves around it? You know who I'm talking about. The one, the only, Debbie Birx. Oh, yes, Dr. Birx. Oh, of COVID fame. The Tony Fauci, Debbie Birx dynamic duo. She of late has been backpedaling. She's now, what's she doing? The speculation is this: she realizes that wrinkled neck of hers is on the chopping block. We've got a break here coming up, I think I hear it in the background. Yes, indeed, Big Bad John. We'll be with you talking about Debbie Birx right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie. great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
We're back, folks.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of
Let's talk for a moment about the lady in the scarves, the colorful scarves, Debbie Birx. She's in the news again because, unlike the rhinos, who their hubris is unabated, they're going to charge full tilt into Donald Trump 2022, and may they go down hard. Debbie Birx seems to be aware that maybe there's a treason trial in her future. Maybe there is murder. How about mass murder, Debbie? I think she's getting a whiff that maybe people are going to accuse her of murdering hundreds of millions of people, not even just millions. So she's squirming and wiggling and trying to absolve herself of responsibility for what she did. So here it is. Here's a good coverage of that. This is over at the Gateway Pundit, and writing is Joe Hoft. I think there are two Hofts, a Jim and a Joe, but be that as it may, Hoft is, I believe, the wheel horse at the Gateway Pundit, and it is Hoft writing yesterday, who says, a how-to guide in subverting a democratic superpower from within. Reviews of Dr. Birx's book reveal her deceiving ways and incompetence in the White House. Dr. Birx, the woman who dressed up like a sweet old church lady and placed herself in front of the American people during the COVID outbreak and pandemic, by her own admission, was treacherous and deceiving. Birx pushed anti-American shutdowns and historic restrictions in the U.S. during the COVID crisis. Those same policies were later found to be ineffective in treating the spread of the disease. Hundreds of thousands of individuals died from the virus during her watch. The Gateway Pundit reported on Saturday recent observations from Dr. Birx's new book. She finally admits that she knew COVID came from China. It's in her book. Rather than investigate Dr. Fauci's actions in providing millions in U.S. taxpayer, hundreds of millions, U.S. taxpayer dollars to facilities in China that led to the COVID epidemic, or publicly recognizing that China was the culprit, this was kept secret by Birx, B-I-R-X. Remember that name. America's freedoms were forgotten as Birx manipulated to get her way. Multiple sources over the weekend dug into Birx's new book, and some common themes are uncovered. Jeffrey Tucker at the Brownstone Institute shares the following about Birx. A person that many in the White House and many around the country had come to see as an obvious fanatic and fake, a person whose influence wrecked the liberties and health of an entire country. Reading her book is a very painful experience, simply because it seems to be weaving fables on page after page, strewn with bromides, completely lacking in self-awareness, punctuated by revealing comments that make the opposite point of what she is seeking. Well, that's a portrait there of any liberal. Reading it is truly a surreal experience, astonishing especially because she is able to maintain her delusional pose for 525 pages. Recall that it was she who was tasked by Anthony Fauci with doing the really crucial thing of talking Donald Trump into green lighting the lockdowns that began on March 12, 2020. Think back to that, folks. Do you remember that? Remember those days. And continued to their final hardcore deployment on March 16th. Where were you on March 16th, 2020? That's only just a bit more than 2 years ago. This was the 15 days to flatten the curve that turned into 2 years in many parts of the country. You know, the joke that came out of that, which was, what's the hardest part of the 15 days to flatten the curve? The hardest part's the first 2 years. Her book admits that it was a two-level lie from the beginning. This is in her book. She's admitting this. Now, she's admitting it because she's covering her ass. Quote, "We had to make these palatable to the administration by avoiding the obvious appearance of a full Italian lockdown." She writes, "At the same time, we needed the measures to be effective at slowing the spread, which meant matching as closely as possible what Italy had done, a tall order. We were playing a game of chess in which the success of each move was predicated on the one before it." Amazing admissions from her. Further, she writes, "At this point, I wasn't about to use the word lockdown or shutdown. If I had uttered either of those in early March," that is in these BS sessions with Donald Trump that she was conducting, "after being at the White House only 1 week, the political non-medical members of the task force would have dismissed me as too alarmist, too doom and gloom, too reliant on feelings and not facts. They would have campaigned to lock me down and shut me up. Oh, I so wish we had done that. And then Hoft continues, in other words, she wanted to go full CCP, just like Italy, but didn't want to say that. Crucially, she knew for sure that 2 weeks was not the real plan. And then she admits in the plan, quote, quoting Birx, I left the rest unstated, that this was just a starting point. No sooner had we convinced the Trump administration to implement our version of a two-week shutdown than I was trying to figure out how to extend it, unquote, she admits. Right there. Boy, you would have been better off not to write your book, ma'am. You admitted. You know how much you just admitted? I'm going to pause. I'll put my finger in this book right there, and I'll come back to it. But let's bring James in Vancouver onto the air. James, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Yes?
So Debbie Birx is in hot water maybe, right? Is the deal?
Well, yes. And Fauci, he's announced he's going to quit at the end of the Biden administration. But right. The crimes, you know, she's got to be careful about what she's admitting here. I'm just getting into it. She's admitting that I lied, that I was tricking Donald Trump. I was slinging BS at him and then walking him into a trap. And I remember in that week of the second week of March, Donald Trump went on national TV and he said, I'm about to make maybe the most difficult decision in my administration. And what he was talking about was that was the week he was being hosed by Debbie Birx, and he had to decide whether to agree to the shutdown of our economy. And sadly, he didn't have any help. He certainly didn't have any help from a wimp like Mike Pence. But what he needed at that moment, which he didn't have, is he needed a real hero like Dr. Scott Atlas or Peter McCullough or some of these other amazing doctors that have surfaced, appeared in, as champions since that time. But somebody who could have sat in the same office and listened to Debbie Birx spew her crap and then said, Mr. President, don't buy this. Don't buy this. You're getting BS. And this is a socialist takeover in a medical garb.
Well, personally, I'd have picked Ted Nugent to handle her. Ted Nugent knows how to talk to these people. Real good.
Yeah, remember, folks, the images in your memory, those moments where Donald Trump is standing up at, behind the podium. And Debbie Birx has been brought to the microphone, and she's bullshitting all of us from the microphone. And you can see the president's, when you look at the tapes of those days, the president is you can see him thinking to himself, am I getting hosed? You can see it. Am I getting hosed? And he didn't have the, he needed a, Birx and Fauci were hornswoggling the president with their medical BS that, they have these fancy medical degrees and so on. And you're just a businessman, Mr. President. You don't know. You have to step back. We'll make this call. You step back. You don't know how serious this is. Oh, I remember what's his face. Fauci was telling the president he said 2.1 million people are going to die unless you shut down the economy. When? Right now. Two point million people will die. Fauci was telling him that. The president needed a highly qualified medical authority there to say, Mr. President, that's a lie. Fauci doesn't know what Fauci just pulled that out of his rear end, and which is what it turns out to have been.
Could have had Terry Mullis, but he unfortunately died in 2019. Terry Mullis would have told Fauci where to go.
Yes, and also, folks, yeah, to give the president some, some breathing space there, realize that one of the great minds in the whole world, the person in the entire world most qualified to think about and contemplate the messenger RNA technology of gene therapy, which is what was used on the world, is still being used on the world. The most qualified man is the man who invented it, Dr. Robert Malone. Now, just so you don't go laughing and cackling about, oh, Donald Trump, he got hosed by this chick with the colorful scarves, and he didn't have enough brains to see through her. You know, I could see through her. Why couldn't he see through her? Well, I'll tell you somebody who didn't see through her, Dr. Robert Malone. He went, rolled up his sleeve, and took the shots. And, he's kicking himself now. But here's, I mean, this is the number one guy. And this is the context that Donald Trump was working in, where somebody like Dr. Malone was ready to say, yeah, this totally untested. And he knew more than anybody else it was untested, because at that moment, no mRNA gene therapy had ever been tested on the public. Yeah. It had never been done. Dr. Malone knew that better than anybody in the world. And yet he rolled up his sleeve and took the shots. And he has said himself, to what detriment to my health, I don't know. And we will only be finding out with time as we find out what this damn mRNA shot did to us. Now, by the way, Dr. Malone, don't blame Dr. Malone for inventing this harmful vaccine. He did not do that. He invented a gene therapy, which he envisioned as having great use and health-giving benefit, potentially, for other reasons, for other applications than this one. Not a worldwide injection of everybody as guinea pigs, as a worldwide trial. And so keep that in mind before you laugh or cackle at Donald Trump. Dr. Robert Malone took the shots. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something tonight about America's infrastructure and the hierarchy, or let's the rule of law, because I was talking to some people today about what happened at Hoover Dam yesterday, and whether we're going to have the technical people in the next 10 years to repair the accident and faulty engineering that should have been repaired 20 years ago. This is my concern today, and I thought I'd pass that along to your show, is that we need technical people in the next 10 years to be able to fix these problems.
Well, we are tongue in cheek, hear me, James. I say to you, we are training those people. We are training incredibly capable engineers. We're training them by the hundreds of thousands. Wait a minute, Kelso. Dramatic pause. They're all Chinese. We're training
them. So we could have a communication problem here, sir. This is part of what I'm getting at.
We're training the enemy. And, of course, they're not interested in fixing our hydro stations and turbines and so on. They're interested in they're laughing all the way, to the bank. So, no, they're here. They're here to participate in the destruction of our system. But meanwhile, as it goes down, they're vacuuming up all the information. I assure you that whatever happened, whatever left-wing saboteur caused the explosion at Hoover Dam, the Chinese Communist Party had the on-the-scene reports first before the American agencies. And they will benefit from it. They will profit from it. By the way, China has huge dams, bigger than Hoover Dam. And huge hydropower stations.
Right. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. They're going to say to Americans, hey, you Americans, we repair a turbine. You take it fentanyl. Habuhao, like that, right? Is that okay? That's what Habuhao means. You take the drugs, we'll repair your turbines, we'll all live happily ever after, you'll be dead, and that's it, see?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and those same, you know, those Chinese that we trained in pharmacology and trained in chemistry they are the ones who developed the fentanyl. They're producing it right now. I mean, this is unbelievable. Chinese biotechnology companies are producing fentanyl. And shipping it into the United States, smuggling it into the United States, and it's killing an acknowledged 100,000, mostly young people, who have no idea. They think they're taking a hit of marijuana, but it's been laced with fentanyl, and 60 minutes later, they're dead.
You got it.
I think, now hang on with me, James. We got one more little break here. I'd love to hang on with you in the last break. We'll be right back, folks.
Millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for
we're
a place
back.
To do my
and we've only got one more little, we have the honor of having James in Vancouver on the air with us here, and in this one little last section, I want to read just a little bit that we'll be able to squeeze in, James. And this is a review by Joe Hoft, who it does turn out is the twin brother of Jim Hoft. And these are the spark plugs of thegatewaypundit.com. This is beautifully written. a takedown of Denny Burke's. Let me read a little bit until we run out of time. And here's what he says in this article, which you can read at thegatewaypundit.com. He says, these actions, get this, quote from Burks, no sooner had we convinced the Trump administration to implement our vision of a two-week shutdown than I was trying to figure out how to extend it, she admits. 15 days to slow the spread was a start, but I knew it would be just that. I didn't have the numbers in front of me yet to make the case for extending it longer, but I had 2 weeks to get them. However hard it had been to get the 15-day shutdown approved, getting another one would be more difficult by many orders of magnitude. In the meantime, I waited for the blowback. Get ready for it, folks. I waited for the blowback for someone from the economic team to call me to the principal's office or confront me at a task force meeting. Now, get this, James, the next four words. None of this happened. Wow. So Debbie Birx was pulling off this BS in the White House. She was running the country, and nobody took her to the principal's office for a spanking. Joe Hoft writes, these actions destroyed the United States and world economies as other countries followed the U.S. The result was bankruptcies and death at home and greater death and hardship abroad in poorer countries. This was all based on policies that were insane and manipulated into being by Burks. So if you remember how bitterly we made fun of Debbie Burks on this show 2 years ago, James, boy, were we right.
Well, there are a bunch of, go ahead.
Yeah, and
they all think it's a big joke. They think it's a big joke and there's going to be no time of reckoning. And if that Hoover Dam goes down below 900 feet, you're going to see a lot of people going crazy. This is one of the things, right?
Yeah. And I recommend this article to you folks, which is a review by thegatewaypundit.com, which is one of the real sources of truth in our cause right now. And they review her book in which she stupidly mouths off what she was doing. And she's admitting stuff that I hope will be used in court against her as something tantamount to a treason trial. The sooner, the better. And James, thank you for calling in, as always.
Yep, I
appreciate
you're welcome.
It, my friend. I'll always put you on the air. We'll see you again tomorrow night, folks, here in the Trump Clubhouse. And remember, Friday in Prescott Valley, Arizona, Donald Trump will be holding a ultra mega MAGA rally. So long for now.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.